You know, the Christian truly, above all people of the earth, is blessed. It's a blessed thing to be a Christian. The psalmist said, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name." 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse number 9, Peter says this to the child of God, "But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvellous light." You know, if you can put yourself in that verse and take your place as a Christian and testify to the saving grace of God in your life, truly, you are a blessed person. Blessed above all people of the earth. Blessed because you're chosen. A chosen generation. The Savior said, "Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you." Robert Murray McShane, in one of his great hymns, said, "Chosen not for good in me, wakened up from wrath to flee, hidden in the Saviour's side, by the Spirit sanctified, teach me, Lord, on earth to show, by my love how much I owe." What an amazing thought that the child of God has been chosen unto salvation, chosen by the Father, chosen in Christ. What a blessed thought. Then called. "Ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood." You know, there's something, and there's such a thing as the priesthood of all believers. That just means that a child of God can enter into the very presence of God themselves without an earthly mediator, and they can come before the throne of grace and the throne of heaven and pray and seek the face of God and speak to him as friend with friend. A royal priesthood. Members of the royal family. Members of the household of faith. A holy nation. That word holy just means set apart. Chosen by God. Brought into fellowship with God in prayer, set apart by the Lord, and then as well a peculiar people. That word peculiar does not mean peculiar in the sense that we know it. It means special, distinct, set apart, the very object of God's affection. He looks upon this world of sinners lost and ruined by the fall, and he sees his people, those who have trusted him, those who have been born again and redeemed by blood, and he says, "Those are my people, a peculiar people, special unto me, the very apple of his eye." And then we've got a wonderful privilege in life, and it's this, that we should show forth the praises of him who hath called us out of darkness into his marvellous light. Called out and brought in. Just as the Lord did for the children of Israel. He brought them out that he might bring them in. He brought them out of slavery that he might bring them into the land of promise. And so it is with the Christian. He brought us out of darkness and brought us into his marvellous light. And the great calling of the Christian is to show forth his praises. And there's so many ways that we can do that. By living a godly life. By speaking well of him as God gives opportunity. By helping others. By living a God-honouring life. By singing his praise. By going to God's house. By seeking his face in prayer. So much that we can do. What a blessed thing it is to be a Christian. Well did the hymn writer say, "By and by, when I look on his face, I'll wish I had given him more." I am blessed. Christian, you are blessed. Live to be a blessing to him and a blessing to others. Thank you. See you next time.